And I worked, like I said, I worked there for about 9 years with as equal opportunity officer and as deputy director for community development. Mm-hmm. And that entailed working with individuals trying to help them to get decent housing,
yeah.
build housing, as well as establish homemaker clubs. I think we also established one little shop, you might have seen it, as you came down from Johnny Rivers' place, Made It Making Shop. It's a little store where I saw the ladies out there making quilts one day, and I just thought it was a good idea that if we make those quilts and make some other things, and we would go out and train them to do that, we could get a little store where they could make money, make a profit themselves. And that little store is up there now. But those are the type of things that we, you know, that I was in charge of doing, of trying to get accomplished here in Macon County. Well, basic community development, period. Trying to uplift the person who was lowest down. You know. And this is how I say from time to time, we sort of ran into people whom I found were much higher than all the rest of us, you know. Regardless of whether they might not have had a car. They might not have had an indoor bathroom. They might have had an outdoor privy. But yet they had something that a lot of individuals wish they could have. That's that inner smile, inner joy, you know, that kept them going and would keep them happy.
That's interesting what you said about feeling pulled to this location. Do you think that a Southerner has a more acute sense of place than anybody?
I was in Ohio. I'm doing pretty well in Ohio. I was working cancer chemotherapy at Battelle Memorial Institute in Columbus, Ohio. I worked there for about 2.5 years. And I don't know, I just had something just kept saying, you know, the South will rise again. And that was 12 years ago now. And believe it or not, like we are. But there's a strong pull, I mean, I think for not only myself, but all of the young fellows that I went to elementary school with and early part of high school want to come home. They want to come south. And the only reason they're not coming as fast as they are coming is because of the job opportunities. Mm-hmm. The job opportunities are here, I think a lot of them would be here. Mm-hmm. But they just don't have the job opportunities, and I think our educational system now is it's getting better every year.
It seems to be what you're talking about, the reverse of the phenomenon, you know, as it used to be. It used to be a
migration north.
Mm-hmm. An exodus from the south.
Right. But now it's changing.
That's interesting.
It's changing. And especially in this locale, because I don't know about other locales, but in this locale, the majority of fellows that I talk to want to come home. They want to buy a property here. Mm-hmm. They want to get back to the basics, their roots. And I don't know if this is some, I think maybe this was imparted in Southern people a long time ago. This, I think, too, kept the Civil War going for as long as it did because of the pride, because of the roots. They knew, I think, after a period of time, they knew that the battle was they'd fight a losing cause, but yet they fought on. And I think basically, that fight, that main ingredient is still inherent in most of us. We might not think in terms of that,
yeah.
But it's something that draws, you know.
I've always wondered if a person from another part of the country, say the maybe the Midwest or the North, had the same feeling about his place of birth as a Southerner would. Whether he would feel compelled to return, as a lot of Southerners do. We've been talking about.
Well, to answer that question, to my knowledge, I would say no. The reason I say that is because all the people that I have run and I know, relatives and so on, who were born